Welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast. And today we're going to revisit Birds of Prey because another Beast Game member has seen it. And we're going to go to the man that just wants to let you know, free his homie Clap Rounds, free his homie Sling the Rock, and free Bam Bam, a.k.a. Flintstone. General McGill.
My God, bro.
Yo, Clap Rounds don't even like you, James.
Oh,
yeah. All right, Big Mike. What did you think of the Fantabulous movie, Harley Quinn, Birds of Prey, or Birds of Prey, the Fantabulous Emancipation of Mimi, whatever it's called, but what did you think?
Well, I told you my expectations weren't really high to begin with, so I will say I did like this better than Suicide Squad. I don't know how everybody else feels, but I did feel like even though it had its shortcomings, it was still better than that piece of crap. I didn't see where anybody was asking for this film. It just looked like a rushed thing that they just put together for the sake of making money. So that's how it came off. Said from the beginning, I didn't like the fact that you just threw in some extra female characters and make it a female-driven movie. Didn't really build them up or introduce who they really are, do them any kind of justice.
Well, the only reason why they're there is just because Warner Brothers' development of Harley Quinn, which is not good, because they put it in a team-up movie in the first place, and then they made her somehow connected to the Joker, well, remotely connected to the Joker in that movie. They have done nothing with the character. So the only reason why this movie exists, that iteration of Harley Quinn is popular on the cosplay circuit. So it is a marketing decision to have more people cosplay Harley Quinn. That's what I think.
Yeah, and it's weird because they're bringing her back for this new Suicide Squad, which is supposed to be completely different from the first one, but she is going to be in it. Totally different look. More not necessarily comic accurate, but she's going to have the red hair on one side with the black hair on the other. So it's like they still haven't figured it out and they're still just toying around and trying to figure out what works for them.
Thing about this movie, for me, it is just really all marketing. As we said before, a better female-led action movie will be coming out later this year. And all these headlines about why are female-led action movies failing? Like, oh, no. Once that movie comes out, it's like, oh, like this is the number one grossing.
One failed, and May, one's going to make damn near a billion.
Yeah, it's like, well, this is the number one grossing female-led action movie ever, and it's going to break all these records because it's competent, and it's being done for the right reasons. Warner Brothers is only doing this just to say we have done something. That is not enough. A situation where, what other movies do they have? What happens after that? Like, what are you developing?
I said, they could have stuck with leaving Wonder Woman where it was on the schedule and just went with what they had with, or pushed it back and just not even dropped this movie and just waited for Wonder Woman 1984 to come out. You were fine.
Because Wonder Woman has already been done for a while. I mean, I know they had some reshoots, but the movie's been done.
Yep.
And it was supposed to come out last year.
They keep pushing stuff back. They keep trying to get a foot in the game when, again, just forget that part. You're never going to catch up to Marvel. It is what it is. But you can make competent, good films and just carve your own lane. It's possible. Stop trying to do what Marvel's done. You will never get there. Never. You are trying to accomplish in 1 or 2 years what they accomplished in 10. Just forget it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not only to that point, Marvel has enough sense to take their own storylines and figure out how to make them work for their universe. You all in Warner Brothers keep rehashing the same shit repeatedly. Like, there's not the stories that you could go to.
A million, probably.
I will say, for the umpteenth time, if you're going to do a Batman movie, one that's going to succeed, just do Under the Fucking Red Hood.
Yeah. My God, yes.
Well, I think the problem with this movie in particular is that you're taking a side character and trying to turn them into a lead character. And it didn't work in Suicide Squad.
How do you have Harley Quinn without the Joker? I don't even fuck if you just did a scene where they break up. How do you not have the Joker?
A lot of the Marvel movies, the characters that they had chosen are lead characters. Maybe not so much in Infinity War and Endgame. But all the major characters that had movies were lead characters. And again, with Harley Quinn, that she started out as a side character. I mean, she does have her own comic book, but Wonder Woman is there just because she's Wonder Woman. And she's been great. Yeah. She's had her own comic book. She's been in part of teens, but she's always been a singular character.
Yeah, I'll give you a good example. It's like Marvel has certain shows now that they're putting on Disney Plus streaming, right? So you didn't give Falcon and Winter Soldier the movie. Figured, hey, we can give them some episodes and it works. Loki, Vision, and Wanda, whatever. Flip to Warner Brothers. You did a Harley Quinn movie that you didn't do properly or market correctly, but you're going to do Green Lantern on HBO Max when it should be the opposite way around. Green Lantern deserves the whole fucking film. Done right. Harley Quinn, you could have put on streaming service.
What is that show? Is it Titans? Isn't it just Titans?
Oh, you're talking about the DC show that's going under.
Titans.
Yeah.
Titans.
Yeah, I mean, that does not work as a movie.
Has anyone heard anything about that?
I heard it was good, except for whatever reason. I mean, fanboys are always complaining about shit anyway, but I guess apparently Nightwing, like, cursed or called Batman a bitch one episode or something like that, and everybody lost their mind. I don't know.
Yeah, I think Keith had explained that he was under...
Yeah, under Trigon's influence or some shit. Yeah. Shit, that's still better storytelling with the guy in the movies.
Some of this TV stuff, it's ultimately forgettable because I don't know when Titans... I can't even remember the name of the show. I don't even know when it comes on. Service is that on?
DC?
DC.
I don't even know what it's called. DC Service.
Got canceled after one season. It was just like DC.
Oh, what got canceled after one season?
Swamp Thing, which apparently people said was really good.
And maybe people aren't ready for a good show.
And I guess HBO Go, Max, whatever it's called, I think those are it.
Well, they had HBO Go, but now they got this new thing, HBO Max is coming out. And so they got... The Green Lantern series is supposed to go straight to that, and they're getting a whole bunch of other shows.
Green Lantern series?
Like, yeah, I think they're supposed to be a Game of Thrones.
It's supposed to be a movie.
So hold on. Back up. So what Green Lantern are they going to use?
So, you know, it was a rumor that Tom Cruise is up for Green Lantern. That's who they wanted to cast. And apparently that was very true. But then they scrapped the whole movie idea, and they just said they're going to do a Lantern Corps type series. So it may not just be one. And... I haven't heard whether or not they're going Hal Jordan or...
John Stewart.
Yeah, John Stewart, or what they're going to do, other than it'll be multiple lanterns reflected throughout the series. Tyrese was up for John Stewart. I don't think
they're going to do
that. I mean, that's old rumor, but...
Yeah, that's old. That's when John Stewart was involved, right?
I don't think they're going to stick with that.
DC was smart, or Warner Brothers, they probably would get Mike Coulter. he's not doing anything. They don't want him back for Luke Cage.
Marvel's already talking about recasting Luke Cage. So
The only person they've
discussed keeping is John Bernthal as Punisher. And
Daredevil, right?
Yeah, Charlie Cox.
But why do you want to recast with Luke Cage? I mean, I thought he did a great job.
Yeah. Yeah.
Most people liked it. Put it like this. I don't think that's the comic reflection that they want in the universe. That's the best way I can put it. In other words, the show was too black for Marvel at that point. But I think they're trying to get at.
Too street, basically. Too street.
Yeah. Bernthal fit Punisher very well. Everybody liked it. Charlie Cox definitely fit Daredevil very well. So it would translate over if they did the film or even did on the Disney Plus or Hulu, whichever way they decide to go.
So I'm assuming what's name is done, right? Cool. Jessica Jones.
Yeah, even if they said they do that, they're probably going to recast that too. Bottom line is, I think Luke Cage was too black at the end of the day.
I mean, Kristen Ritter was fine.
Yeah, she was fine. Yeah. I actually enjoyed the first season, but it was just different.
First season was great. Second season, maybe not so much.
Yeah, I didn't watch the second season. But Defenders, what about Iron Fist? I can't even say that shit.
Probably already recasting him too. But you already knew that.
Yeah. Terrible.
They fixed this character in Luke Cage.
Yes, oddly enough, like I said, fix it perfect for that, but not
that's
for
how it's too late.
Show. Yeah.
All right. Well, Mike, what score would you give?
Harley Quinn. I don't have a score because, walked out of the movie. I did tell my wife that I wasn't thoroughly disgusted with the movie. I wasn't really upset.
Oh, that's because your expectation was already low.
Well, I gave it a zero.
Well, no.
And I gave it a one.
Gave it a zero mainly for the film. I stated this before. I've said this a couple of times. This movie is just nothing but a marketing decision from the cast that everybody has to be multicultural and marketing decision. The political theme of the movie, marketing decision. Margot Robbie, marketing decision. Seeing all that, I can't justify this movie as a piece of cinema.
God damn. Well, so basically you say it's not even a movie. That's how bad it is.
As we said in one of the podcasts, I mean, Keith liked the action. Keith liked some other elements of it. Because this movie has not done as well as Warner Brothers would like, the director, it's like, well, blame the fans. The fans aren't ready. The fans are not up to accepting whatever social message, social themes. I'm like, that is not the problem. The problem is that you made a bad movie. Accept it.
That's a cop-out, basically.
Accept it. Don't blame somebody else for your own failures. Accept what you have done. Don't go out there with the party line of, we went out there with the best that we had and feel confident in the movie. Like, no, this is all BS. This is all just, hey, well, we need to have a united front.
Sad when best part of the movie, to me, is Rosie Perez. And she hasn't been in the movie. I don't even know when's the last time she's been in the movie.
She's been in some other stuff.
Really? Pineapple Express.
Yeah, oh, okay. I haven't seen that movie in a while.
I totally forgot about that. Totally forgot about that.
Can't give it the score?
I mean, I would definitely rate it as a popcorn film. I'm not going to rate it critically, because critically, yeah, it wouldn't get shit. But like popcorn standpoint, I mean, I was more blown about Ewan McGregor. I told you that was my bright spot. I was like, oh, he'll do fantastic. And then I just feel like
he just collected a check.
He phoned that one in, man.
That's what James said.
Not only that, I think they kind of wrote it, kind of phoned it.
Think about this movie. The biggest plot of this thing was that men are evil.
That's the marketing decision. Film. That's the marketing decision. Appeal to our chosen demographic. You know, one day it might be black people. Another day it might be Asians. This time around it was women. Halfway made a movie. I guess all three of us. Doing a lot of film. A lot of independent film had a message. And then all the Hollywood stuff was just Hollywood. And now there seems to be this big convergence of everything has to be a social theme. Everything has to reflect something in daily life. I'm like, no, that's not what I go to these movies for. I go to independent movies for that. I don't go to Harley Quinn to be browbeaten about how I should act. Plain and simple.
Black Mass is a misogynist and shit. Like, dance on a table for me. Like, she didn't do shit to you.
No, that shit just...
Like, come on, man.
And again, I keep...
That Black Mass wouldn't have died the way he died. Like, let's keep it real here.
The dude's a real gangster in the comics. Like, he would have killed him a real gangster.
He would have killed a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? They made the character Black Mass a super misogynistic. The Black Mass I know, he would have killed at least about four people in that damn movie.
It's the same thing with the Charlie's Angels movie. A better female-led action movie had came out last month, which was Underwater. That didn't have all this stuff tied into it about putting somebody down in order to build yourself up. It was just a movie that had a female character in it that worked. For some reason today, I was thinking about that Tomb Raider movie. It came out a couple years ago, like the Alicia Vikander one.
Vikander.
Yeah, and see, stuff like that makes that movie completely worthless because, like, what was the purpose of that movie right now? Somebody tell me what was the purpose of that particular Tomb Raider movie other than being a marketing decision that failed.
I don't know. I watched that one. I mean, I wasn't...
It wasn't that great of a movie.
But I wasn't that disappointed.
All right.
Again, my expectations are generally low. I don't go into movies expecting to be blown away. I just don't.
But
again, case in point, Fast and Furious. I know what I'm getting. I know the level we're dealing with here. So basically, it's not going to take much to blow
that
me
movie's off. Movie's not going to mean anything in the end because it's all about family.
We already know 9 times out of 10 by the end of the movie, John Cena is going to be good and they're going to be brothers loving and hugging each other, talking about how family's over everything.
Basically,
one of John Cena's in it, so
You can't see me, Jay.
James, yeah, I don't want to see Cena. His ass. I think this Birds of Prey was just definitely a misfire,
which we already knew it was going to be.
Came out in February, should have said something. The fact that core leadership of this movie, actors, actresses, director, studio, then started blaming the audience for whatever.
The audience didn't change the title.
And I will say this wasn't like the 2016 Ghostbusters movie where it was just this whole big campaign against this movie. Like, no, you just made a crappy movie for the wrong reasons. Like one of the other podcasts that we had done about this, Ed brought up the character Mama from Dredd. Very strong female character.
Yeah, who didn't give a fuck at all.
And it wasn't like she's going to break out in some dance sequence. Like, no, we don't need that. This isn't a music video. Like, this is a movie. That's not what we're here for.
She was feared. She was feared. And the thing is, she was feared, but she didn't have to bring no one down. They just knew, like, you don't fuck with her. That's one thing that is a problem with storytelling. People don't want to build characters and shit. They do it lazily. It's just, they don't put any effort into it whatsoever. And especially with these movies now, especially the ones that I'm going to call the empowerment movies. Main plot of every story is that we need to defeat men are taking advantage of us, and we need to stand up for ourselves. Now, like I said before, I'm not saying that doesn't happen. That does happen. But that should not be your main focal point on the plot. Like, that is basically what this movie is. Let's break it down for each character, all right? Huntress. She wants to get revenge on the gangsters that killed her family. That's not bad. That makes sense. Rosa Perez's character.
Well, she was wronged by her commander.
He took credit for her bust or some shit like that. She got pissed off and she ended up leaving. Harley Quinn, oppressed or
hypnotized by the Joker.
Yeah, but then at the same time, like I said in the last podcast, the Joker was so-called a bad influence on you, but yet you're still doing fucked up shit even when you're not involved with the Joker. You know what I mean? So how was that? Like, how were you breaking off? Like, how were you showing that this guy was such a bad person to you? To me, this is a bashing movie. And I understand maybe a little bit, but the whole plot of this is just bashing. Main villain is a misogynist. He made a chick dance on the table just because he thought that she was laughing at him. Like, come on, man. Black Mass wouldn't even done that shit. Like you said, Barry, they have an agenda, and it's getting sickening. Just create good characters. Create a good background behind these characters. Tell a great story. Then you won't have to hear us and probably a majority of the population of people that watch this movie with a fucking brain, complain about it. It's not because people aren't ready for it. No, it's because you can't tell a fucking story. It's because you can't build characters. Like you said, man, have some fucking accountability for your shit. This is a piss-poor movie. I'm sorry, I kind of went on a tangent there. But I'm just saying, it's a piss-poor movie, and I just hate when people just don't stand up for their fuck-ups, man. Like, just be accountable for your shit. It's not that hard. Just say, hey,
well, James,
this was a misfire.
You are stopping the movement by your comments. And because of that, James, we're going to have to kick you off the podcast.
I mean, it's fucking ridiculous. And I refuse to believe any woman in their right mind that saw this movie would be like, this is a great movie.
Well, James, if you have a slant on life, it's confirmation bias, whatever you want to call it, that's all this movie is for. Again, it's a marketing decision. It's not someone said, oh, let me go create a great female action movie. It's like someone came in and said, oh, why don't you write that into that? Why don't you write this theme into this? Why don't you write this theme into this? All right, great. How much money can we make off this? Apparently not much.
That's what they do. Give it to us and shut the fuck up. This is my only business, boy.